How's it going, guys? It's Gian here, and today I want to talk about a topic that is very obscure, something that a lot of us men may know about but don't really talk about, and it is pornography. Now, this is not going to be a top 10 on the best porn websites or anything glamorizing or cherishing pornography. The purpose of this chapter is to talk about the real effects, negative effects actually, that pornography has on us men specifically, but also it can relate to women in many different regards. So I'm going to tell you what porn actually is. I'm going to tell you the negative effects of porn. And then I want to talk about the ways that we can change this habit, that we can improve upon it. All right. So let's start by saying what porn, you know, is. Porn has been around for forever, for as long as I can remember. If I'm not mistaken, they probably had it when we were in the caves. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's just been around forever as it pokes at our biological and physiological urges that have been passed on through many generations, our reproduction urge. So porn isn't really going to go anywhere, and it's been around forever. Now, as you may know, in porn itself, it may present itself as something that it's just something like a pastime, something that we do maybe when we're bored and we don't think much of it. In my experience, you know, I grew up in South America, in Peru, and trust me, we were exposed to porn at a very early age. I'm talking about 10, 11, all right? So I was definitely exposed to it at a very early age. I'm not sure about you guys, but it seems to be very easy to be found today. So I want to talk about a little bit of the negative effects that porn actually has, okay? So the thing about porn to start with is that it is not real. Porn is not reality. It can actually distort your reality. But let me tell you why it isn't real. Porn is not real because the videos that you are watching or the subscriptions that you're having or whatever it may be, these are paid actors. These are actors and actresses, right? And their job is to deliver to you the biggest type of pleasure and dopamine release possible, right? So in doing so, in order to compete in that market, they have to continue to one-up each other, right? To make, you know, if say, talking from a male's perspective, if one woman is not enough, then throw in three women, right? Then throw in four women. And then it becomes more and more unrealistic. Right. And although it may seem like something that is positive in the short term or pleasurable, in the long term, it begins to distort your reality of how it actually sex or human interaction, sexual interaction may be. So what I want to say about that is that don't think that the reality of what you're watching is in a porn video. What I would consider as a metaphor for porn, it would be, say, superhero movies. Right. They're like exaggerating what they're doing. They're climbing buildings. You still get the excitement and everything, but you know well when you walk out of that movie theater that you're not Spider-Man, right? Like, this is unreal. And I would also compare it to fast food. Like, fast food is great. It tastes amazing. It takes care of a lot of pleasure that we may need, or it gives us pleasure, right? But it is not the best nutrition. So if you've gotten your sexual education from pornography, it is going to be very distorted. Now, which then can lead to criticism of your partners or certain women that you get with. If they're not performing at the level of a porn star, you may criticize them. Men may project onto them and blame them. But the reality is, this woman is probably not watching the stuff that you've grown up with, and is not conditioned to expect these unrealistic sexual performances that we may have. On top of that, don't forget again that these are actresses and actors that are being paid. And also, if it's OnlyFans or whatnot, and you can have them do whatever fantasy you may desire, they're also being paid. They would not be there doing this if you didn't pay them. So understand that it's not real. It's not genuine. Okay. Now, the second thing that I think is more important as it pertains to the current time that we're living in is that in order to watch porn, if you think about it, it takes zero effort. It takes zero skill, especially with smartphones and all this access that we have. As it relates to when I was exposed to porn, I mean, there was magazines, you know what I mean? So you had to, like, you know, go with your boy somewhere, or go hide somewhere and look at the magazine. There was at least a little bit more effort. It doesn't justify it, but there was a little bit more effort to get to this than now. Now you just pull out your phone and you can have a million tabs open or whatever you do and have access to this, right? So it takes zero effort, but the result, the effect, right? The reward is pleasurable, right? It's a lot of dopamine being released and you feel good after that, right? So this is the problem. It's zero input and high output. Now, the reason why that's a problem is because we are becoming more and more prone to put little effort and try to get high returns, right? So when it comes to, like, courting a woman, for example, if you actually want to court a woman in the real world, you have to have courage, right? You have to get up and go talk to this woman. You have to be vulnerable and ready to be rejected. You're open for rejection. She may want to, she may not. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes skill, it takes practice, it takes trial and error, right? Now, I feel like in today's world, and instead of getting rejected or being open for rejection or putting in that effort, I think that a lot of guys will just be like, you know what? Why would I try to do any of this for this one girl when I can just go home and have all my other stuff that I'm looking up online, and including AI, which will definitely take a role in this in the future, which will make us even more weak. So my intent for this is to, like, understand that reality is not framed as no input and high output. This is not the way reality works. Everything is relative. The effort you put in is what you get out. You reap what you sow. And also the skills that you get by trying. So I do advise a lot of men to get up and drop the phone and do work on these skills. It's okay to be rejected. As a matter of fact, if you go to any bar, festival, or gathering, and you're the one that courts a woman in front of everybody, you may just be one of the few that's doing that right now, because I believe the data shows that most men are not doing this. As a matter of fact, as of 2008, the virginity rate for males was 8%. As of 2018, it is 28% or something along those lines. So the virginity rate is growing. And I want to say, there's multiple factors, but I want to focus on this specific factor, which is pornography, that, again, it seems like a good short-term solution, but ends up being a really bad long-term, not sustainable solution. The reality is women still want to be courted. They want to be talked to. They want to be tried to, like, you know, those things don't change. Those things have not changed. And instead of going for the easy route to go home and look for quick pleasures with no effort, I advise people to just try it out, go out there, figure it out, read books on how to, you know, how to talk to women, you know what I mean? So that is I would say the dangers of technology, which it helps us a ton, but it also can hinder us in many different ways. Another thing, again, is that the dopamine release from these videos that are trying to one-up each other to get your views, right? Now your dopamine tolerance, right? Your pleasure tolerance is so high. Think about it like drinking or a drug, actually. I would put it next to a drug where the more you do it, the more you need in order to be pleased, right? So then if that's the case, you may start watching 1,000 videos a day. Maybe when you're with a real woman, you can't even think about the woman anymore. You have to think about the videos. Or I believe there's some instances where males need to watch porn while they're with a partner. And this is a problem because it's an endless chase. You will never beat, if you continue to feed that monster of higher dopamine releases, higher pleasure releases through these videos, reality is going to get further and further away. So it's going to distort your reality. You're going to have comparisons that are unreal with the women that are around you. And it really isn't as sustainable a plan, as well as not, it's very detrimental in the long term. So those are some of the dangers that I see, that I've researched on in terms of pornography. Although when we were young, oh my God, it was so cool, man, everything sounds good. But I feel like if it's out of control and it's leading men to become more reliant on easy fixes, easy results, easy pleasures, and no effort, no skill, no actual payment, but, like, you know what I mean? Like putting the effort in and being vulnerable and actually balancing out the effort with the result. And lastly, you guys and gals, is how can we, cure this, right? How can I say if somebody has a habit, right? Because these are habits that we develop early on. The best thing to do is, I'm specifically speaking to men, but if females, are you dealing with a man that is addicted to porn, is watching porn? This is something that can potentially help them as well. The good thing to think about is what you're feeling right before you pull out your phone or website and start watching porn. Observe what it is that triggers the habit, right? Now, you don't have to go too deep on this, all right? It's very simple. You can be bored. Boredom is a huge thing. Boredom is a big factor to watching pornography, right? Another one could be you're horny. Okay, if you're horny, then okay, that's another one, but observe it, right? When you observe something, you observe how you feel, you can separate yourself from it. You're not at the demise or at the control of it, right? Another thing could be you're feeling, lonely. You can also feel lonely, right? Lonely, you can be horny or you can be bored, which is a big factor, right? Or other things, it could be a lot more. I wanna say that once you observe it and realize what the feeling is, then you have to ask yourself this question. If porn did not exist, what would I be doing right now? What would I be doing right now if porn didn't exist? So that's a great question to separate yourself, put a pause between the stimulus and your reaction, and so that you can be in control of your life. So you don't have to be at the control of your urges that are just randomly running your life, right? So this awareness, I think, can help a ton. And most of the time, generally speaking, or in my experiences, we may have a lot of pent up energy. We may have a lot of energy built up inside of us right now. You know, if you're going to work and then going home, there's this like routine aspect, but there's this energy, this urge that you may have inside of you. And I think porn feels like a release, a quick solution, right? I would recommend that instead of doing that, you replace that habit. That energy that you have inside of you can be transmuted into, say, you can go to the gym, you can go for a run, you can journal, write it down, sit down and write down what you're feeling. You would be surprised at how the emotions get transferred onto paper and they become and they're released. It's not like a diary. It's more like expressing your feelings, putting it on paper, paying with the effort of writing it down, and you'll see how that can be transmuted. Meditation also helps, or anything, man, take a cold shower, a cold plunge. You can also go to the sauna. There's different aspects of, think about this energy that you have built up and you're right now wasting it easily on something quick, on a quick fix that gets you nowhere. Why not put it into something of use that can actually be of service to you, right? And then lastly, the best thing that I recommend everyone is to go on a 30-day dopamine cleanse. What I mean by that is, no pornography for 30 days at the very minimum, and no masturbation, none of it. It's tough. The first week or two might be impossible because we built up this habit, right? And it'll be tough, it'll be hard, but you can go again, try these things, working out, running, anything. And then what happens is after the 30 days or so, your dopamine tolerance, which is through the roof right now, which may take 50 videos to please, right, and keeps you really away from reality right here. You're over here with this dopamine tolerance that's too high, dangerously high. After 30 days of a cleanse, the dopamine will come down to reality, and you will now be able to not only you will be able to have the regular natural release of dopamine in relation to the efforts or the sexual intercourse that you may have, or in things like that. Now, porn is not a killer of things. You're not gonna die by doing it over long, like every once in a while. But again, I hope that I'm being clear here, the effects of it are just no good. I would compare it to a drug, which keeps you very far away from reality. And honestly, reality is like this. This is what's real. It's supposed to be small peaks of dopamine, and not this unrealistic aspect of the porn industry, or even the subscription, or AI, which is about to come in, which will result in men that are just finding quick fixes, no effort, and our courage, our discipline, our self-control, our risk-taking, right, as men, is withering, it's dying, and I see it everywhere, and I feel like I have to make this video, because if you're like me, and you grew up with this present and being celebrated, I'm telling you, it is not something that we should celebrate, and we should definitely put in the work out there in real life. So let me know what you guys think about this. Let me know if I missed anything. Let me know if you have questions about it. I'd love to open this up, and us men specifically should talk about this more, care about each other, men and women. It's all, everybody's welcome, and sort of have a revolution against this fast food sexual education that we may have received. Well, with that being said, guys, it's Gian here, and I'm signing out.